You'll see more than birds if you visit the Wadden Sea on the coast of West Jutland in Denmark. You can also get reasonably close to the seals, and some of the younger, more curious ones have been known to swim over to say hello. To get to the mudflat where they hang out, you'll take a drive across the seabed with nature guide Thomas Jensen from the Wadden Sea Centre.
They come here to give birth to their pups. They do so in May and June. And in the autumn, they come here to rest because at that time of year, they need a lot of calm weather, a lot of sandbanks where they can rest. They need to get their fat rebuilt. They need to molt. So they stay here and rest and sleep.
And where do they go in the meantime?
Most of the time, they are actually lying here. They seem very lazy. They're not moving around very much, but they need to go out to feed sometimes. And we know from satellite markings that many of the seals go out in the North Sea, stays there for 10 to 14 days, and then they come back to rest for another 10 to 14 days.
And what sort of things do they feed on?
They live on fish, and every seal needs to eat between 3 and 5 kilograms of fish every day in order to stay alive and in order to build up the fat deposits so that they can keep warm in the winter. It's not the fur keeping them warm, it's their fat.
And how much fat do they usually put on then for the winter?
The young ones, they are born with a weight of around 10 kilograms. And in 5 weeks, 4 to 5 weeks, their mother takes care of them, giving them milk. So she changes her fat to this creamy milk that the pups will eat. And after these 4 to 5 weeks, the pups should attain a weight of 35 kilograms. So that's a lot. And that's just to keep them warm during the winter.
And how likely are they to survive when they've only got that sort of size on them?
If they get to the 35 kilogram of body weight, they will probably survive, but they will lose some weight in their first winter because they're not so good at hunting in their first year. So they live on suboptimal food like crabs and mussels and small fish and so on. But if they have their 35 kilogram in the start of the winter, that's no problem. Then they can survive to the spring. On the other hand, if the pups are getting disturbed too many times during the season where they eat milk from their mother, then they will have lost so many meals that they would actually not have the body weight to stand through the winter, and then they will die.
Now, talking of that, I suppose the disturbance can often come from humans, is that right?
Yes, if you go out near the seal banks, if you scare them in the water too many times during the season where they eat the milk from the mother, then there's a risk of the young ones not having the correct weight for the winter, and then they will die.
Now, when we walked across the mudflats towards the seals, it actually seemed like we could get quite close to them, though, and they didn't seem too bothered.
No, we were staying near a channel, or there was a channel of water between them and us, and they know that the channel is 7 meters deep, so they know we're not coming to the other side. So that's probably the reason why they are so calm when they're lying here.
And how important a breeding area is this for seals in general?
This particular sandbank is quite important because it is sheltered between the two islands, Manu and Fanu. So when the pups are born, they can live here without getting too much surf, too much currents. So it's a very popular spot for the seals to go in the breeding season.
And why is it that when you see the seals, sometimes they're lying in like a banana shape because that looks really uncomfortable?
Well, it's strange, but it seems like they are not fond of getting wet. So when the tide comes in, they start to lift their tail and they start to lift their head, lying like a banana in the shallow water. But it will only buy them a few minutes because 10-15 minutes later the bank will be flooded and they need to swim.
And how stable is the population here?
Hunting was banned in 1977, and at that time the population in the Danish Wadden Sea was probably between 300 and 600 individuals. But right now we are having a population very close to 3,000 individuals. It has been quite stable apart from some epidemics with a virus causing between 40% and 50% of the seals to die. But relatively quickly after these epidemics, the population has regained its strength. So it's a quite healthy and stable population.
That's Thomas Jensen from the Wadden Sea Centre in West Jutland in Denmark.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.